In today's episode, I'm going to show you how to start getting organized for the new year. So let's get started. Prospective plans with new videos and podcasts weekly. Join our Patreon at patreon.com/prospective plans for exclusive videos and more. Visit prospectiveplans.com for all of your planner and stationery needs. Only at Prospective Plans, helping you plan for what's to come. Hello everyone, I'm Christina V. Rising and welcome to the Prospective Plan Show, where I cover planner and productivity tips to help you plan for what's to come. Subscribe now for new podcasts and videos weekly so that you won't miss out on anything. Shop for workbooks, printables, and stickers at prospectiveplans.com. And last but not least, this episode would not be possible without the support of our Prospective Plans patrons and channel members. Thank you. Now let's get into this episode. Tip 1, decluttering. Getting organized starts with clearing your environment of clutter. This entails getting rid of whatever you don't use or even need. Remove everything that is broken, out of date, or serves no use at all by looking through your closet, drawers, and cabinets first. Keep in mind that less is frequently more, and decluttering may help you feel less stressed and, of course, more focused. Your physical area may be transformed by decluttering, which has a profoundly positive effect on your mental health and, of course, your emotional health. You release yourself from the burden of extra goods and mental distractions as you get rid of clutter and tidy your surroundings. As you take responsibility of your living and working areas, the process of decluttering can be empowering and give you a sense of control and achievement. It's simpler to concentrate on the job at hand and keep your priorities in mind when your surroundings are clutter-free, since they foster a feeling of serenity and clarity. You can manage your everyday obligations more effectively and efficiently if there are fewer distractions nearby. Decluttering provides physiological rewards in addition to its practical advantages. Emotionally liberating might come through letting go of things that no longer have a use or significance. It enables you to make room for fresh encounters and chances, promoting regeneration and, of course, hope. Tip 2, use organizational tools. You can keep organized by using a variety of tools and, of course, services. This may be a scheduler, a bullet journal, or even a smartphone app. Try out several tools to see which ones are the most effective for you. Finding a strategy that works for you and adhering to it are the keys to being organized. Maintaining structure and order in both your personal and, of course, professional life requires the use of organizing tools. You have the freedom to select the products and services that best suit your interests and needs from a variety of options accessible. You can stay on top of meetings, due dates, and significant events with the aid of a digital scheduler or a calendar app, ensuring that you never forget a commitment. A bullet journal enables you to make personalized layouts, task lists, and goal trackers that suit your own style and preferences if you prefer a more tactile approach. Try out several techniques and tools to see which one suits you best. Finding the ideal fit is essential for creating a system that you can adhere to regularly because everyone has different organizational demands and, of course, preferences. The goal is to pick tools that inspire and give you confidence to keep organized, whether you use digital tools or prefer the real feel of paper planners. Additionally, adopting organizing tools gives you a sense of success and progress as you see your plans and goals come to pass, in addition to helping you manage your everyday activities effectively. By eliminating the mental strain of having to remember everything, a clear and structured system enables you to concentrate your energy on being present and effective in your everyday activities. Tip 3, make a plan. It's time to establish a strategy after you have cleaned up your area. Spend some time considering your goals for the coming year and the measures you must take to attain them. Create a plan of action to help you reach your goals by writing them down. This can entail making a to-do list for the day or blocking off time in your calendar for particular chores. Making a strategy is an essential first step to transforming your dreams into real accomplishments. You may design a roadmap that directs your work and keeps you on track by describing your goals and breaking them down into manageable segments. Spend some time thinking through both short-term and long-term goals, taking into account the particular activities, supplies, and timeframes needed to complete them. Making a strategy in writing helps you stay committed while also improving your clarity and attention. A visual depiction of your goal strengthens your feeling of purpose and responsibility. Whether you use a time-blocking approach in your calendar or make a to-do list for the day, week, or even month, keep an open mind and be adaptable as you carry out your strategy. Your strategy might need to change as a result of unforeseen possibilities or problems that life may provide. Adopt a growth mentality. Use failures as teaching moments and consistently hone your strategy to fit your changing requirements. Adopt a growth mentality, use failures as teaching moments, and consistently hone your strategy to fit your changing requirements and objectives.
Create a budget that works for you and track your debt, monthly bills, savings, expenses, cash envelopes, sinking funds, savings challenges, and more. This budget planner is perfect to take control of your finances, even if you are a beginner and just started your financial journey. Featuring 200 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, over 1500 planner stickers in 14 unique colors, and 50 plus quote layering stickers that allow you to customize the background to match your planner style. All this and more can be found in the Budget Planner Bundle, available in two amazing color options at perspectiveplans.com, helping you plan for what's to come.
Tip 4, stay motivated. It's crucial to maintain your motivation. Although getting organized might be difficult, it's worthwhile in the long run. Keep your goals and the advantages of maintaining organization in mind to stay motivated. You can also think about enlisting the aid of a friend or a relative who can hold you responsible and offer encouragement along the road. It takes constant work to stay motivated, especially while dealing with the obstacles or disappointments. Keep in mind the advantages and benefits of being organized, like decreased stress, improved productivity, and a more balanced existence to strengthen your will and devotion. Visualize the satisfying results that will help you achieve your objectives and, of course, your dreams. When motivation is low, ask for help from others. Tell a friend, member of your family, or a coworker who can act as an accountability partner about your successes and, of course, your challenges. Maintaining momentum toward your organizational goals may be aided by having someone to support you and hold you accountable. Celebrate all of your accomplishments, no matter how modest they may appear. Recognize your accomplishments and the work you put into maintaining your organization. No matter how little the milestone, celebrating it will give you more self-assurance and keep your desire for organizing alive. Tip 5, prioritize your tasks. It's simple to become stressed out and unsure of where to begin when you have a lengthy list of tasks to complete. Make a list of the things you have to do and rank them in order of importance to prevent this. You'll be able to stay on target and prevent procrastination by doing this. Setting priorities is a crucial component of efficient time management and staying focused in the middle of a hectic schedule. Once you've created a thorough list of your assignments, consider their urgency and, of course, necessity. Setting priorities enables you to recognize the most important and urgent things that demand your immediate attention. By doing so, you may focus your time and energy on activities that will have the biggest positive influence on your objectives and, of course, overall productivity. You lessen your chances of feeling overwhelmed or unsure of where to begin by setting clear priorities. You get a sense of achievement and momentum as you complete your duties in order of priority, which helps you move through your day. High priority work should be completed as soon as possible to avoid procrastination and ensure that crucial deadlines are met. When establishing priorities, it's essential to be pragmatic. Determine how much time and effort each work will take, then allot enough time to do it without hurrying or sacrificing quality. To minimize needless stress and make sure you can give each activity due attention, refrain from taking on too much. Tip 6, review and adjust. Regularly evaluate your progress and make any necessary plan modifications. It's acceptable if your organizational system doesn't function flawlessly straight immediately. Periodically assess your progress to see what is and is not working, and then adjust your method as required. This will assist you in staying on course and adjusting your strategy as required. Keep in mind that getting organized is a continuous process, so being flexible and adaptive is quite crucial. One of the most important aspects of long-term success and constant development is reviewing and changing your organizational strategy. Adopt a problem-solving attitude and always look for ways to improve your systems and procedures. Set aside time every so often to evaluate how well your organizing tactics are serving your needs. Be willing to make the required modifications and be aware of any difficulties or areas that require improvement. Remember that it may take some time for organizational systems to be optimized and reach their full potential. If your strategy doesn't provide quick perfection, don't give up. Instead, see any shortcomings or room for development as chances for development and learning. Other people's opinions can be useful in this process. Consult with friends, coworkers, or even family members who may have new thoughts and viewpoints to offer. Their insights could pinpoint blind spots or provide original ideas that you hadn't even thought about. Tip 7, create designated spaces in your house or business. Designating particular locations for certain goods may significantly improve your organizing system. By doing this, you may reduce clutter and find what you need when you need it. Use a designated space, for instance, to keep your mail, keys, and other daily necessities orderly and simple to find. The possibility of clutter is decreased and organization is promoted by designating places for particular goods. Your daily routines will go more smoothly and you will spend less time looking for lost objects if you designate particular spaces for common items like keys, mail, and other daily necessities. Consider giving each item a home where it will always be stored while not in use. Use a key hook or a little tray at the door, for instance, and set aside a mail organizer or file folder for critical papers and incoming mail. Consider applying this strategy to multiple rooms in your house or business in addition to designating specific spots for everyday goods. For workplace materials, home equipment, or commonly used cooking goods, create specialized storage options. By designating specific locations for those objects, you can keep them from becoming dispersed and make sure they are simple to find when you need them. Maintaining defined places requires consistency. To eliminate misunderstanding and foster a clutter-free atmosphere, encourage other family members or coworkers to use the same organizing approach. Maintain these specified areas on a regular basis to keep them from filling up with extraneous objects. Tip 8, establish a routine. To stay organized, you must establish a routine. This entails setting aside time every day or week to work on particular projects. For instance, you may decide to organize your work supplies for the next day's use for an hour each night, or resolve to clean your house every Saturday morning. Whatever schedule you decide on, be sure it is workable and, of course, reasonable. A fundamental aspect of keeping organized and achieving consistency in your efforts is establishing a routine. With structure and consistency provided by a routine, it is simpler to integrate organizing activities into your everyday life. Choose a timetable that fits your needs, obligations, and preferences while still being practical and feasible to follow. Following a routine encourages the development of healthy habits and strengthens your will to maintain structure. Whether you decide to set out particular periods each day or chunks of time each week, making organizing a regular practice rather than a one-off effort requires being consistent. To prevent getting overwhelmed, begin simply and gradually adding to your regimen. Set aside time in your calendar for the most important organizing activities that require your attention. You may add more chores or modify the schedule as you become used to your habit to make it more effective for you. Tip 9, keep a clean workspace. Distractions from a messy desk might make it challenging to concentrate on your job. Keep your workstation organized and spotless at all times if you can. You'll be able to focus and be productive all day long if you do this. Spend a few minutes every day at the end of your day organizing and cleaning up your desk. For you to remain focused and productive during the course of your workday, keeping your workstation tidy and organized is incredibly crucial. A messy desk can be aesthetically distracting and make it difficult for you to focus on the current responsibilities. You may create an environment that is more favorable to effective and focused work by routinely arranging and cleaning up your workstation. Spend a few minutes every day clearing your desk of clutter, filing away any papers or documents that aren't in order, and putting away any equipment or supplies that aren't in use. By doing this, you may establish a good tone for your job by starting each day with a clear workstation and a blank slate. Beyond the practical advantages, a tidy office also affects one's mood. Stress may be reduced and a more relaxed, positive mood can be fostered by having a clean, organized workstation. A tidy desk allows you to approach things with more clarity and purpose when you sit down to work there. Tip 10, use a planner or a calendar. You may keep organized and on top of your responsibilities and appointments by using a planner or a calendar. I have a few planners available at perspectiveplans.com. We have an hourly one, a budget one, and of course there's gonna be more coming soon. So of course, stay tuned and of course use our code. And use our code PLAN20 for 20% off. And that's our forever code. It does not expire. You might see something you like, so you never know. Whether you want a paper planner or a digital calendar, pick a strategy that works for you and stick to it. By doing this, you may maintain your organization and prevent scheduling conflicts or forgetting crucial appointments. A planner or a calendar may be a useful tool for time management and maintaining organization. Adopting this technique guarantees that you have a clear and easily available picture of your obligations and activities, regardless of whether you like the tactile feel of a paper planner or the ease of a digital one. You may keep track of significant events, deadlines, and appointments with a planner or a calendar, avoiding scheduling conflicts and guaranteeing that you stay on top of your obligations. You may create a realistic and doable timetable by breaking down major chores into smaller, manageable phases and allotting time for each. To properly use your planner or calendar, consistency is of course essential. Establish the practice of routinely updating and reviewing your planner, preferably at the beginning and the conclusion of each day. This enables you to arrange your time effectively and anticipate impending chores, helping you make the most of each day. Bonus tip, practice good time management. The secret to remaining organized and productive is effective time management. Set out certain time slots for your duties and try to refrain from multitasking as much as you can. This will assist you in maintaining your attention on one activity at a time and preventing overwhelm. In order to maximize your time and continue working toward your objectives, it's crucial to rank your jobs according to importance and concentrate first on the most crucial ones. The cornerstone of preserving structure and productivity in your everyday life is effective time management. Set up certain time slots for various jobs and rank them in order of significance and, of course, completion dates. You may minimize the drawbacks of multitasking, which can result in decreased effectiveness and higher stress by establishing clear boundaries and allocating dedicated time to each activity. Avoiding multitasking enables you to focus only on one work at a time, producing results that are more comprehensive and, of course, efficient. Each activity will be completed more quickly and with superior quality when you give it your whole concentration, which will ultimately result in time savings. Consider time management strategies include time blocking, where you set up specified windows of time for different types of work or job categories. By doing this, you may avoid time from wasting away mindlessly, but giving your day structure and, of course, purpose.
Create a budget that works for you and track your debt, monthly bills, savings, expenses, cash envelopes, sinking funds, savings challenges, and more. This budget planner is perfect to take control of your finances even if you are a beginner and just started your financial journey. Featuring 200 plus planner pages with and without sidebars, over 1500 planner stickers in 14 unique colors, and 50 plus quote layering stickers that allow you to customize the background to match your planner style. All this and more can be found in the Budget Planner Bundle, available in two amazing color options at perspectiveplans.com.
Share this awesome episode with someone you know who needs it to help them plan for what's to come. And don't forget to like and subscribe. I hate for you to miss the next episode. Now let's get into our recap. So let's do a quick recap just in case you missed a tip on our list. Tip 1, decluttering. Tip 2, use organizational tools. Tip 3, make a plan. Tip 4, stay motivated. Tip 5, prioritize your tasks. Tip 6, review and adjust. Tip 7, create designated spaces. Tip 8, establish a routine. Tip 9, keep a clean workspace. Tip 10, use a planner or a calendar. And our bonus tip is practice good time management. I appreciate you for watching my video on how to start the new year off organized. Keep in mind that organizing yourself requires time and, of course, work, but the rewards are worthwhile. You may position yourself for success in the new year by organizing your area, creating a strategy, developing a habit, employing organizational tools, and remaining motivated. Organize your life around your dreams and watch them come true. Author unknown. I just want to take a moment to thank our patrons and channel members. This episode would not be possible without your support. Thank you. And if you would like to support the show, visit patreon.com/perspectiveplans today. Thank you so much for stopping by and pressing play. I truly appreciate it. Let me know down below in the comments or your podcast review what tip you'll be using. Keep planning for what's to come, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.